This is Book Public from Texas Public Radio. I'm Yvette Benavides. Fanny Howe has passed away. She was the author of 20 books of both poetry and prose. She was born in Buffalo, New York in 1940 and grew up in Cambridge, Massachusetts. She was the recipient of many awards in her life, including a Ruth Lilly Poetry Prize in 2009, a Lenore Marshall Poetry Prize for her selected poems in 2001, many awards from the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Poetry Foundation, a fellowship from the MacArthur Colony, and the list goes on. She lectured in creative writing at many universities, including Tufts, Columbia, Yale, MIT. She was a professor emerita of writing and American literature at the University of California in San Diego. Poetry was my first love in my reading life. I used to write it, but I love it too much to write it badly, so I just keep reading it. Poetry remains the thing that makes me want to write and read. In an interview with the Kenyon Review, Fanny Howe once said this: "If someone is alone reading my poems, I hope it would be like reading someone's notebook, a record of a place, beauty, difficulty, a familiar daily struggle." It's such a simple idea, but it so beautifully describes the act of reading, poetry most especially. If someone is alone reading my poems, if someone is alone. I've always found so curious that she added that condition of aloneness to this idea. Of course we read when we are alone, and this is the denotative meaning of it, to do something without anyone else, to read alone. But the connotations of aloneness are something else too, including loneliness. A lot of authors write about loneliness in ways that are implicit. Others take a more direct approach. But there's one poem by Fanny Howe that I return to often for what it helps me understand and appreciate about this state of being that is quite natural and normal, indeed necessary for a lot of us. Here's the poem, Loneliness, by Fanny Howe, from her 2014 collection, Second Childhood. Loneliness. Loneliness is not an accident or a choice. It's an uninvited and uncreated companion. It slips in beside you when you are not aware that a choice you are making will have consequences. It does you no good, even though it's like one of the elements in the world that you cannot exist without. It takes your hand and walks with you. It lies down with you. It sits beside you. It's as dark as a shadow, but it has substance that is familiar. It swims with you and swings around on stools. It boards the ferry and leans on the motel desk. Nothing great happens as a result of loneliness. Your character flaws remain in place. You still stop in with friends and have wonderful hours among them, but you must run as soon as you hear it calling. It does call. And you climb the stairs obediently, pushing aside books and notes to let it know that you have returned to it. All is well. If you don't answer its call, you sense that it will sink towards a deep gravity and adopt a limp. From loneliness, you learn very little. It pulls you back. It pulls you down. It's the manifestation of a vow never made but kept. It will go home now and forever in solitude. And after that, loneliness will accompany you to every airport, train station, bus depot, cafe, cinema, and onto airplanes and into cars, strange rooms and offices, classrooms and libraries, and it will hang near your hand like a habit. But it isn't a habit, and no one can see it. It's your obligation and your companion warms itself against you. You are faithful to it because it was the only vow you made finally when it was unnecessary. If you figured out why you chose it years later, would you ask it to go? How would you replace it? No, saying goodbye would be too embarrassing. Why? First, you might cry. Because shame and loneliness are almost one. Shame at existing in the first place. Shame at being visible, taking up space, breathing some of the sky, sleeping in a whole bed, asking for a share. Loneliness feels so much like shame. It always seems to need a little more time on its own. Fanny Howe is the author of Loneliness from her 2014 poetry collection, Second Childhood. It was published by Gray Wolf Press. This has been Book Public from Texas Public Radio. Jacob Rosati composed our theme music. Dan Katz is Texas Public Radio's news director. I'm Yvette Benavides.